This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, if you really stop to think about it, no bigger macroeconomic story this week than the Scottish vote on independence. Yes, the Federal Reserve is meeting, and yes, the Dow is at a record high. But come Thursday, it'll be yay or nay on whether Scotland stays or goes, quite possibly ending 300 years of political and very substantial economic ties with the rest of the UK. Of the many, many economic questions posed by this referendum, the most basic is probably this. What kind of money are they going to use? From Glasgow, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This coffee shop is one small battleground in the referendum campaign. Customers can buy a cupcake which shows which way they're going to vote.
Can I get two no and one undecided, please?
21-year-old James Rogerson is ordering for a friend one undecided cake, decorated with a question mark, and two no cakes bearing the flag of the United Kingdom for himself.
I just feel that we're better together, and I just don't think our government's strong enough to cope on its own.
Many Scots feel the same. Opinion polls and cake sales in this shop show that some 50% will vote no to independence. One of their biggest concerns, the Scottish Government's currency plan, which many say just doesn't add up.
It just doesn't make sense.
Ken Simon, a leading light here at the No Campaign HQ, he's baffled that the Nationalists want to break away from the UK but carry on using the British pound.
They say they're about independence. I have real questions about whether that amounts to independence. They would keep the Bank of England with the governor of the Bank of England appointed by the UK government. It just doesn't make sense.
We're actually lining their own pockets! I charge Jim Murphy!
On the streets of Glasgow, the fiery rhetoric of independence is all about throwing off the 300-year-old shackles of English rule. But quietly, behind the scenes, Professor Mike Danson, a Yes campaign economics expert, says that should not include ditching the pound.
It benefits both Scotland and the rest of the UK to retain sterling, to retain the pound.
After all, he says, the rest of the UK is Scotland's biggest import and export market. It's worth $180 billion a year. It wouldn't make sense for the rest of the UK to insist on Scotland having a separate currency.
Why would they increase costs for their own businesses to be able to sell into Scotland?
But all three main political parties in the UK say an independent Scotland couldn't have the pound. Isn't that a major obstacle?
In some ways, it's not theirs to say whether we can have it or not. It's a shared asset. It's as much Scotland's pound as it is England or Wales's pound and so forth.
While you remain within the United Kingdom.
Or even beyond. It's an asset up for negotiations.
And he says Scotland's got the whip hand. If the rest of the UK refuses to share the pound, then the newly independent country will walk away from its share of the UK's national debt. Pro-independence businessman Ivan McKee says he's sure the UK would see sense.
Not least because they won't want to spook the international money markets, who would be very worried if there wasn't certainty around the currency arrangements for Scotland and the rest of the UK going forward.
The money markets have already been spooked. Last week's surge in support for the Yes campaign triggered a big sell-off in the British currency. But Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman from the US still says the UK would be mad to let an independent Scotland keep the pound.
Look at what has happened in Europe. We have an unprecedented experiment in sharing a currency without being part of the same country. And it's a disaster. The euro area is doing worse this time around than it did in the 1930s.
All such warnings have received the same response from the Nationalists. Bagpipe enthusiast Debbie Hughes limbering up with Scotland the Brave. She's voting yes on Thursday, dismissing what she calls the scare stories, confident that an independent Scotland will be a huge economic success.
What about the currency, though? It does look as if you're not going to get the pound.
Well, no, I do not believe that. I think the pound is as much ours as it is England's.
Like many young Scots, she finds the prospect of independence exhilarating. But unless the critical question of currency is properly handled, a vote for independence could bring turmoil to Scotland and the rest of the UK. In Glasgow, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.